Good evening and welcome to The Simple Truth, hosted by Jeff Lewis every Saturday evening, 5 to 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time and 8 to 9 Eastern on BBS Radio, where if it's not mainstream, it's on bbsradio.com. Tonight, Saturday, April 21st, 2007, we'll be talking to you about what is going on our planet today and what we all can do to change things for the better. There is so much we need to do as individuals to make the changes needed to assure our children have a living and healthy planet to carry on and raise their own children. So if you're listening, please call in with your comments on what you think we should do to make our world a better place. By the way, happy Earth Day! We are also very excited to announce our latest venture, Light Enterprises, presenting Living Waters, Living Music, with the Honorable Dr. Masuro Emoto in Provo, Utah, May 21st to 24th, 2007. This is turning out to be quite a very special event with Dr. Emoto. The Tabernacle Choir will be joining us to pay tribute to his arrival. This will be Dr. Emoto's first ever lecture in Utah. He will be joining us in blessing the waters of Utah, as well as sharing his amazing discoveries in the realm of waterology and the vibrations of sound. It will be taped and put on DVD and available shortly after the event for those who cannot attend. Tickets are on sale now. Seating is limited. Contact us at sacredtech@cox.net. To order Dr. Masuro Emoto's books, DVDs, posters, and more, go to www.tobehealthynow.com and go to the Waterology button on the left. Please join us in on tonight's show, and together we can all share what we can do as one to make the change for the better. To call in, the numbers are toll-free in U.S., 877-876-5227. Toll-free in Canada, 888-810-8322. And for international callers, it's 530-876-3222. Be sure to check in for updates on our main website at www.tobehealthynow.com. That's the number 2 and the words behealthynow.com. And be sure to listen to our all past shows at the BBS Radio Archives. For any questions, feel free to contact our host anytime at sacredtech@cox.net. Now, for those out there trying to stop truth and light, here is our disclaimer. Do not take the words of our host, announcer, or the word of any of our guests when it comes to your health, your knowledge, or your freedom and rights. This show and its websites and BBS Radio and its websites cannot nor will not be held liable for the results achieved or not achieved from the use of our products or suggestions. This program is for educational purposes only and not meant to replace the advice of a conscious, and we repeat conscious, family doctor or a conscious family lawyer. Always search for yourself, educate yourself, and you will discover the truth in anything you want. Stay in the light, seek, and you shall find. Well, let's get started tonight's show. Here is the host of The Simple Truth, Jeff Lewis.
Good evening, conscious listeners, and thank you for joining us here on BBS Radio tonight. I hope our listeners enjoyed last week's show on the ELF transmissions with Ken Cousins. What was that all about? What are we doing here on planet Earth? To find out more on the ELF transmissions, email me at sacredtech@cox.net to get your free copy. Well, let's get started. Our planet. Did you folks catch the special on ABC last night with Diane Sawyer about our planet and what's really going on? It was incredible. What a better way to celebrate Earth Day than to educate all those of what we are doing to Mother Earth. So what were your thoughts on that one?
Oh, my gosh.
There's probably too much to talk about in one show.
Well, recycle, 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 please!
The energy, turn off lights, change light bulbs. I mean, so many simple practical things. She said just if we changed one light bulb per household, that we would eliminate 2 tons of carbon dioxide per year.
And we're talking about the energy-saving light bulbs,
yes.
Not your typical Walmart 99-cent light bulbs.
Once again, we're going back to Tesla technology and the original Rice technology using the gas tubes because they last better, they burn brighter, and they're just more energy efficient, so to speak. So changing your light bulb can make a big difference. Plastic bags, and I talked that special on the plastic bags. Oh my God! Mm-hmm. Walmart's, grocery stores. Let's get our own cloth bags, folks, or even paper that's recycled. If you're using paper, make sure it's a recycled paper. God, there's so much to even talk about on that one. We'll just get started with one thing at a time, and I'm sure you've got some ideas you'd like to share.
Oh, put me on the spot. Usually you just like to go on with it. I'm just going to let you go.
I'm going to slow down on this goal.
Oh, thanks. I appreciate that.
Love you too.
No, but plastic bags, I mean, golly, you know, you see them on the roadside. You see them everywhere. Plastic bags, my goodness gracious, you know, that's another thing. If we just, you know, start taking our own bags to our stores, I mean, we go to a lot of co-ops and so forth. And most people that go into shop, they do. They have their own bags, and they put all their groceries inside that cloth bag. They come home, and they don't have the plastic bags to throw in the trash. I mean, if you go to any of the dumps, it's heartbreaking. It's just heartbreaking to see all of the trash. I mean, they talk about the amount of trash that we're guzzlers or something like that. I mean, just we consume in such mass amounts. I mean, and in our trash, we have mass amounts of trash. I mean, if we start thinking about having our separating our trash, you know, and making sure that we at least recycle, so at least we know we're doing something for our planet.
It will make a difference.
It's a small step, but my gosh, you know, if we all do it, it becomes a huge step.
And what did she say? Some of those plastics take 1,000 years before they break down. And again, after they break down, they're still toxic in our environment. So it's not like it's something that's a good thing after 1,000 years. And if you've been to dumps recently, it's almost like looking at a cancer patient when you cut them open to remove the tumor. But instead of taking the tumor out, you put more tumors in and then cover it back up again with skin, or in this case, dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And that's literally what we're doing to our planet, folks. Again, any listeners listening tonight, I'd really appreciate some call-ins. I'd like to know that our show is being heard and that you do have interest in continuing this show. Because I'm looking at possibly not continuing the show at this point, because basically everything on BBS Radio is kind of covering everything I've wanted to get into. But the hosts are great. Don suggested about maybe bringing on some other hosts on my show. I may do that for a few more weeks, possibly months. We'll see how things go. But again, if there are listeners, please call in tonight with any suggestions, any comments in regards to Earth Day, in regards to Mother Earth, to Gaia, to what we can do to make that conscious shift, that conscious change. And one of the things I was always concerned with was China. If you saw how much pollution comes out of China, yes, there are beautiful parts of China that are pristine, but there are also other parts that are not. And in some cases, you can't even see the sunlight during the day on a clear day because of the smog. There's some 1 million engines running at any given time all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They now that they are going to be holding the Olympics, was that correct?
Yes,
I heard
uh-huh.
correct last night? They're going to be holding the 2008 Olympics. So apparently they're cleaning up, they're planting trees, they're getting people off of cars and onto bikes, they're getting electric bikes. Speaking of electric vehicles, the Tesla Roadster, check that out, folks. Tesla, that is at tesla.com. What is that? What is the website for that one?
Just type in Tesla Roadster,
uh-huh. You'll find it. The company's in California, these cars are amazing. They're a little expensive, $90,000, but then if you rub that cost with the amount of gas you're going to spend, I think it would pay for itself in a few years, and the acceleration on this thing is incredible.
Well, the gentleman, Ed, that was driving this particular car, who had come up with the idea and went with Tesla's whole idea of doing this, he said that this one particular one that he has now is $90,000, but the next one he's going to be building is going to be more affordable. It's more like going to be around
$50,000. SUV, he said.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then after that, $30,000. So it is in the works, and so it is going to be affordable for us all at some point in time, and that's going to be anxiously awaited, of course, for all of us.
Yeah, orders for those cars are already sold out. They're taking orders for 2008 cars right now. But again, there are practical solutions, folks. Yes, some of these solutions can be expensive, but doing simple things like changing a light bulb, that might cost you a little bit more, but hey, it lasts for 5 years versus a month or two, and it doesn't burn hot, and it's a much safer energy to use. That's one little thing we can do. So there are a lot of practical things we can do. I like the thing she brought up about the fact that if we divided this entire planet, landmass, not oceans, just the landmass, to every single person on the planet right now,
mm-hmm.
we would each have, individually, 4 acres apiece. Okay, folks, what are we going to do with those 4 acres? That's how we can make a difference. Some people say, I'm just one person, I can't make a difference. I think you wrote something about that
right.
the other day. We all can make a difference. Einstein was one man, look at the difference he made, and so forth.
Tesla,
Jesus, you know, again, one man, look at the difference he made. So one person can make a difference. And in this case, some cases, it's actually children making a difference. That was great what she had on last night, having what she called the lower grade experts in this world. And she had children on there talking about how children don't hurt the planet. That's all they could. Don't hurt the planet. Don't harm Mother Earth. You know, And I think we should really start listening, folks, because they are our future. I don't know how many of my listeners out there have children, but you'll understand what I'm saying when I mean that. They are literally our future. And if we don't, as adults, take responsibility for our actions and teach them these ways,
exactly.
Then it's our fault.
It's our responsibility.
It's our fault, not theirs.
Right. Now, I was on something, and then
I'm sorry.
Lost it. Well, number one, I'm looking out at our beautiful trees here in Utah. Plant a tree, please. There are so many trees being chopped down.
Oh, God.
Stop using paper towels.
Or
you know,
recycled paper towels.
Everything that you buy it recycled. Make sure that you see that symbol. And then another thing, our oceans. Our oceans are being depleted.
They're heating up.
I mean, our fish. I mean, you know,
what did they say, 90,000 species of some type are being killed by mass fishing?
Mass fishing.
Commercial fishing.
I mean, our tuna, everything is nearly to the extinction. It's so sad. They were talking about a rare tuna just for sushi, and there's hardly any tuna left. So, I mean, this is very sad. I mean, we're gluttons. You know, I mean, it's just, and it's horrible the waste that we do here. I mean, this is something where we preach at home. There is no waste. We don't allow waste around here. It's just not okay. So, I mean, you think about all the other places in this world that don't have the things that we have. I mean, we have so much. We are so spoiled.
Yeah.
We are so spoiled.
People take that for granted.
We have washers and dryers where other people are out there on the rock.
Slapping
their clothes on the rocks, you know, and they're grateful for the day that they have, and we're saying, oh, geez, I gotta go
to
the laundry.
Water to you.
Yeah, you know.
Polluted or not.
I mean, golly, I mean, you go to the ocean and you see junk in the ocean. People are throwing their trash, and it's like, my goodness gracious, what are you doing? You know, I mean, take pride. It's a big thing. It's a prideful thing. I mean, take pride in your planet. You know, give it love.
I don't think
you know?
People really understand the importance of our planet. This planet gives us the very life and breath we breathe.
And we won't have it anymore if we don't take care of it. Because already our ozone layer is as a huge, massive hole. I mean, the planes and the fuels that we're using in our cars, these big SUVs, shame on us. You know, really, shame on us.
And by the way, folks, there are kits that can be purchased right now on the web. I will get the posting on that for you. For $6,000, you can put a kit on any gas-burning vehicle that will convert it to hydrogen and gas, so you have a flip switch. And apparently this thing gets like something to 1,200 miles to the tank of hydrogen, whatever it is. And if you have your own hydrogen regenerator, which only costs a couple thousand, one-time fee, you can regenerate your own hydrogen right there at home. So again, another practical solution. So instead of buying a $30,000, $40,000 car like we were about to do, and I think we've decided to go with possibly a hybrid or a car that we can convert easily enough to hydrogen for when we pick up Emoto for this event coming up.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to impress them a little bit that we are conscious of what's going on. The Japanese are very conscious when it comes to their environment, their health, and everything else, being that they're on such a small little island and secluded from everybody, but they're still dealing with all our pollution. Even though it's happening in third world countries, it doesn't mean we're not breathing it. Even though we're emitting it here, it doesn't mean they're not breathing it. Everybody breathes everything. We are all one, folks. So we can make a difference. We need to start making that change. And even if it's just a little thing, like I did today, and I went out and got those bulbs, and I put them in. I put two in instead of one, and I'll put a few more in around the house. And little things like that. Stop getting the plastic bags, and stop collecting them and throwing them in the trash can, because they're just going to wind up in the dump. We've got to find out more practical solutions to this. They had a guy on the ABC show also that figured out a way to help reduce CO2 levels.
Yeah.
And it's
quite
interesting invention he came up with, very very affordable from the looks of it, from what they said, and possibly practical.
It was very promising. It was,
it
was awesome. It was these great filters that they used. I mean, it was
with
just,
water.
Yeah, with water. It was just fantastic. And they're taking these filters, and you see those windmills out there, you know, generating energy. It kind of looks like that in a sense, except it's a filter.
It doesn't spin.
So,
it's
just raised high up in the air, just like you would see, you know, these windmills, and it has these enormous filters on it. And he is at a college or somewhere. Everybody thought he was kind of cuckoo for a while, but now they're actually listening to him.
Professor at a college,
kind of like us.
There is some truth to this, folks. There is. I think the ELF transmissions, I have not had a chance to read through that complete book. It is available. Email me, I can send you a free copy. That's our introduction to get you started on the series of ELF transmissions coming out. But again, it gets into literally everything from the creation of the universe to God to spirituality to our planet to our health to what we're consciously doing to our thoughts. That's something I'd like to touch on a little bit right now is our thoughts. I'm reading a book that's going to be coming out, that I was blessed to get a copy of it prior to it coming out, called The Miracle of Water by Masaru Emoto. And this book basically starts off with explaining our thoughts and our words and what they do to water. And then he leads into our thoughts and words and what they do to each other. That's his whole philosophy behind what he does. But it kind of really came into me. My wife and I were going through a little tiff the past couple of days, and it's just been a stressing situation. We're kind of in a hold pattern right now. We're ready to rock and roll with our projects and our water and everything we're doing. This Emoto thing came into our lap, and we're blessed to do it, honored to do it. But we were going to be in Hawaii that month, but that's okay. We'll go the following month. But to focus more on what he's trying to bring across is that value of the fact, yes, our voices and our sound and our vibrations of our words affect water, but us being mostly water, what's it doing to each other? And I've felt it the past day or so since we've been in this dip, just I feel like crap. And she felt like crap. And before the show started, I just put her in my arms and said, I'm sorry, and we'll make this better, and just change the energy, because that's exactly what I was reading in the book. When people say things, or children mostly say it, you're stupid, or you're an idiot, or you can't do that. Our son Jeff says that a lot. I can't do that. And as long as you keep saying that, you can't, because you're creating the energy, you're setting up the water in your body to the belief system that you can't do it, and you really can't. So by simply saying I can do it, whether you know how to or not, you will figure out a way to do it. That's one of the things I've done many times, is I said, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do it, it's going to happen, I don't know how, but it will happen, and it does. As long as I keep that mentality that it's a done deal, the universe will line it up. Again, the show prior to our show right now, Ken Lesser, had on a guest that we had on, Carrie Joyce. And again, they were getting into the movie The Secret. I can't stress the importance of that movie enough. Yes, it is a practical, logical, common sense application of thought and our processes of thought, but it helps when it reinforces the fact that there are other people realizing that fact. Because when you start talking about this stuff to certain people, like usually your family, they laugh at you and they think, oh, you know, what do you know? You know, who are you? But then when you have experts like came out in the movie The Secret that come from different fields, from all different walks of life, from street kids to gangs to you name it, druggies. And now they're
homeless,
and now they're in a position of power and creation, proving that we are a part of God. We are a part of the creation, and we do have that creation ability, or we have the destruction ability. And right now, a lot of people are going down that destruction path with just not being consciously aware of what we're doing. You know, like they said, short trips to the store. If you can ride your bike or walk, walk. You know, life is about moments in time. It's about the experience of doing things with each other.
And your body will thank you for that.
Yes, your body will thank you for that. And the fresh air, if you're in a fresh air environment, will thank you for that. But, yeah.
It might even look a little bit better in the mirror the next time around if you start walking. So that's an important factor. Talking about positive affirmations and thoughts and so forth, and the power of the mind. Self-healing. I mean, you know, a lot of people that, you know, that have had cancers and so forth, you know, different ailments. You know, as long as you have the positive mindset, you know, you can self-heal.
And the belief.
It's all about the mind. You know, you can't stress that enough. I mean, what you say, what your thoughts become realities. So if you say, I'm sick and I feel bad and I'm not happy and
I'm
this
and that.
Or the
doctor says I'm this.
Or the doctor says I'm this. For example, when Jeff and I were expecting our second child, I was 35. Ooh, that's a big no-no in Western medicine because, oh my gosh, too many things can happen. Down syndrome and this thing and that thing can happen.
Check the baby.
And so the first thing they said, oh, you're 35 years old. And no, you better have this endometriosis or whatever it is where they go through the navel and they take fluid from the embryo, from the baby, and check to find out if they're Down syndrome. And I said,
So
they said, now there is, you know, we need to do this, and it's important that we do this. We need to find out if this, you know, child has any problems. And I said, okay, is there anything that can happen, you know, as far as, you know, any
side effects?
And, well, sure, we, you know, the baby can, you know, die. You just, you know, I mean, the baby
like the
can
side effects of all medication out there.
And I'm like, okay, well, let me think about this. Well, let's see. If the baby has Down syndrome, you know, if God has blessed me with this child, whether it's a healthy child or a child with some kind of disability, that's still our child. So what does it matter if I know now if this child is going to have any problems or not have any problems? Because I'm going to have a child no matter what. So I chose not to. Well, they shame me, and oh, my God. Jeff got on the phone and overheard the things that they were saying to me and saying, oh, you know, did all these negative things about, you know, the tough, scared the crap out of me and just said, shame on you guys. You shouldn't do that, and, you know, how dare you? And you know, no, that's not the fact, and that's not the way it's going to be. It totally changed the mindset. And we just prayed about it
and decided
we're going to have a healthy baby.
We did find out it was a boy that day, though.
Some big ones hanging there. That was pretty cool. But our daughter, she was two at the time. Every night we would pray. And we would pray, you know, exactly what we were expecting, you know, with this child. When this child came, it was exactly what we expected. His eyes were blue, his hair of gold. It's happy.
Well, he didn't breathe at first. He didn't want to come out and didn't start breathing. We got this whole thing on tape, and it was just quite incredible. But he came to, so then he took his first breath. He took his first leak as well. So
we were quite proud.
But actually, the nurses and the doctors in there were trying to put their silver nitrate in the eye. They said, do not. I sprayed some silver in there. They're like, what is this? You can't do that. This is, you know, possibly not safe. And I go, this is my child. I do what I want. And then they try to get us to do the birth certificate, all this stuff. But one thing they did say was, this is one of the healthiest children. They thought this was Sunshine also. It's a completely different hospital. This is the healthiest child we delivered in this hospital. We've never seen a child this healthy. Mm-hmm. Of course, we're doing smoothies and juices and carrot juices and all that stuff.
Lots of greens.
It's all about the mind, folks. You can do the most amazing products in the world, but if your mindset is not there, and I've told this to my cancer clients in the past when I work with doctors like Dr. Tony, I'll tell it right to their face. If you're not going to believe in your mind that you are going to be healed and you are going to get back to normal life again, then stop wasting your time, wasting your money, wasting the doctors and my time. Go home and die. And in some cases, they get all mad and yell at me. In most cases, they'll just, you know, break down and start crying and say, no, you're right. It's all in the mind, because it was the mind that created the disease, the dis-ease in the first place.
And the company you keep.
Yes.
You want that positive energy around you. The negative energy just goes right into you. I mean, someone can come up to me and add, you know, negative, and it just blows a hole right in my field.
Talk about that guy that day on the we came from the event. We came to Herbs again. Oh, just pumped up and just flying high. Just so excited, just loving the world, loving everybody we saw. And we're trying to get cut into this traffic area where all this construction was going on. And this guy would stop. He had no room to go anyways, but all he had to do was move up 2 feet so he can get by and get into the mall we were going to. And I'm honking and waving at him, trying to catch his attention. All the passengers and everybody else is looking, but this guy just would not look. So I roll my window down. I'm like, excuse me, because he had his window down. He turns and looks. I said, could you just move up just a couple feet so I can get through here? And he shakes his head no, and turns back and just doesn't look. And at that moment, our energy just crashed.
Oh, he flipped us off. I looked at him. You know, I'm a real happy-go-lucky kind of person, you know. I don't know a stranger. I love everybody. And I just looked at him, you know, like this puzzled look with my arms up like, but why? I don't understand. I mean, what harm is it to scooch up a little bit so we can get through, please?
Yeah, maybe he didn't get something the night before,
but
that's not our fault.
And his children, there are people in the car with him. So what example is he setting? You know, I just didn't understand it. It baffled me. And, I mean, my whole body just trembled inside. And I'm like, I feel like I gotta go to the bathroom now.
I feel like I gotta throw up.
You know, I mean, your stomach just starts going, and I'm like, God, I was just so excited and so happy, and it's amazing how someone's energy can just blow a hole right through your own happy energy, your beautiful aura, you know? So, I mean, we got to really be careful about how we act around one another, you
But
know?
You can change it, because there are a lot of a-holes, so to speak, out there in the world, as we know.
Give them love.
Just let it go, forgive them at that very moment, send them love, and pray that Spirit watches over them, and let's let it go. You're done. You've done your part. You have no reason to hold on to that energy. Unfortunately, Don held on to it till the time he got home. She kept bringing it up again, like, babe, just let it go. He probably didn't, God knows what, didn't get some last night, got fired. Who knows what happened to him in his life? Obviously something, because he was obviously upset.
But we
need to come from a different point of understanding. Somebody might be upset and cut you off, and you're thinking they're just being an a-hole, and then you flip them off, and then you got road rage going on, when the whole matter of the fact is, they're trying to get to emergency because their mother just got there from a car wreck, and you don't know. We never know.
Right.
So it's always best just to stay in the positive light. You know, positive energy, love, and gratitude. That's what Emoto says. He puts those two together, and as long as we put those vibrations out, the universe will respond.
And bless those families and children of this latest catastrophe with the shooting.
Yes.
Just another example of the craziness that goes on in this world and the mixed up, you know, ideas and the things that become just
that people horrible. Believe are reality when they're not. Yeah. They are not reality, folks. Shooting up people in school is not reality. I mean, that's the reality of what's happening because of the levels of stress our youth is under right now because they... what was I reading? I don't know if I was reading it in this book or I heard it on Ken Lester's program. A lot of children right now don't know what to do with... it was in the book I was reading. A lot of children nowadays don't know what to do with their future. Like, what do you want to be? Well, I don't want to be a doctor because they're killing people. That's usually the number one thing. I want to be a doctor or an astronaut or something like that. But they're just confused. They don't know because they see society not working. And then you take these children around nature and all of a sudden you see this happy joy come out of them. So that's telling us we need to get back to basics, folks. We need to get away from the belief system that everything we see is real because it's not. This is truly an illusion. And the illusion we need to create is the reality of the illusion of nature and Mother Earth that has been here before time, before we got here, and before we started screwing things up, basically.
So go hug a tree.
It feels good.
It really
and
does.
And be barefoot in the grass when you do that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that sounds pretty corny, and, you know, it's kind of joking, but actually I have hugged trees quite a few times, and it does feel wonderful. It really does. So where were we?
I'm just looking through the book here just to see if I can get a couple of good topics on what he was talking about, love and thank you and gratitude. And again, the main focus of this book is the last crystal he did, the love and gratitude crystal. He talks about how it's an energy flow. It's not just a one-direction thing. We can't just love people and that's it. You have to receive the love back to complete that energy flow. So when he did this crystal, instead of just putting the word love, Spirit guided him, basically from what he said here in this book, guided him to put love and gratitude. So in other words, we give the love and receive the love. There's that circuit of energy flow now. Because as that circuit builds, that creates a field, an electrical field, just like they talk about in The Secret, that goes out to the universe that the universe responds to. When my wife and I are doing great, which we normally are, 99.9999% of the time, when stress doesn't bury its head in there, people are around us and say, you guys are just amazing. You're so positive. You're so happy. So much love. We love you guys. I'm like, yes, we love you too. And there's that circuit. We just completed that energy. And now more people come into that field. And now we have more people of love and gratitude coming into this amazing field of peace and bliss and love and gratitude. And then things in the universe start to unfold. All those things we couldn't figure out how we're going to do. How am I going to be a millionaire? How am I going to save the world? How am I going to shift consciousness? How are we going to heal water on the entire planet? All these impossible things that we think are impossible are not impossible when you're in the vibration of love and gratitude and you bring those around you in the same vibration. Nothing is impossible.
That's right. Nothing. Isn't there a song like
that? Nothing is impossible. That could be my bumper sticker. Nothing is impossible. Because it isn't. Unless you say it is, then you're creating that. Because literally, we create our realities. Our thoughts literally create our realities. I'm so grateful for this movie, The Secret. Of course, my mom hasn't seen it yet. We need to get it to her. My dad finally saw it, and it did make a huge shift. I had another family that I was working with, helping them save their property. And they were separated. This guy's ex was not ex. They were separated. And the daughter was living with her. And they're going through all these... Oh, no, living with him because the daughter couldn't get along with her. They're just butting heads. I got him the movie The Secret. He watched it, shifted his energy. He brought it to her. She watched it with her daughter. Now they're all back together again. Her, the mother and the daughter are speaking again. They even got on the phone to say, oh my God, this is so amazing. Thank you so much. And I said, please don't thank me. Thank yourselves for being aware enough to realize you have the power within you. And they're still together today. So it is making shifts of difference in the world. As long as we just simply, folks, simply, this is simple. That's why it's a simple truth. Just simply stay in the love and gratitude vibration. No matter what is going on around you, the world's blowing up. Stay in love and gratitude, and your reality will continue in a world of love and gratitude. Those that believe in death and destruction, they're going to stay in that reality. And it's unfortunate for them, but that's why a lot of us from BBS Radio and those that are conscious listeners and conscious people out there making the shift happen are spreading that word. So now those people that I used to talk to a year ago that said, oh, you're crazy, or that's a bunch of malarkey, are now coming back to me and saying, did you know this? Did you know that? And I have to come from a place of understanding, saying, yes, that's amazing, isn't it? Instead of saying, yeah, you dumb idiot, I told you that. Because that, again, just destroys that whole energy. So it's a constant thought process. It's a constant check your thought process, I should say, which I'm doing. I'm not innocent of that myself, folks, at all, by any means. I'm glad I read the first two chapters of this book because it helped me to realize what I was doing with Dawn here and what we're letting just something really stupid like money and the lack of it or not having what we expected when we expect it to happen because, as we know, there is a divine plan here. Spirit has a plan. And we're fine. We have food in the fridge. We have a roof over our head. We have clothes on our back. We have really good water to drink. And we're in a beautiful environment with fresh, clean air and beautiful people around us. We are blessed. We need to go with that, be grateful for that, and the rest will come.
We have healthy, beautiful children.
Oh, incredibly beautiful children.
That are just so willing to give us love and hugs anytime we need them. You know, and there's nothing like...
Now, what did you guys play for us?
Oh, it was so cool. We have a 14-year-old. Well, he's going to be 14 on Monday. Jeff's son, Jeffrey. And Jeffrey is going through the teenage years now, so he's getting the attitude and all that stuff. So we had to put him in check. So put him in check, and he spent the day in his room. He was in lockdown. So the very
and writing.
Mm-hmm. So we had him do some writing about, you know, his attitude and so forth and what he can do to change those things. So the next day, he was much better, happier person, was filled with love and hugs, and that was great. So we're like, okay, things are going well.
And you could feel it, too.
It was nice. So, but then Jeff and I were kind of like bumping heads. So we're kind of, you know, avoiding each other just to, you know, kind of, you know, kind of thing. And so it's like, all right, so now the day is ending, and the kids are like all giddy and, don't go in the kitchen, don't go in the kitchen.
We're like, okay,
closing all the doors. And my daughter says, Mommy, go get dressed up. And I'm like, I don't feel like getting dressed up. You know, so... Pretty soon, Jeffrey comes, and Jeffrey doesn't cook. I mean, he's a boy, and he's learning, you know. Well, he says, dinner's ready. I'm like, what? Okay, cool. You know, I really didn't feel like cooking tonight. I'm kind of grumpy. So I go downstairs, and Jeff's already in the kitchen. And Jeff has this look on his face, kind of humbled. And I look, and there's a table set with our nice china.
Candlelight. Table for two.
The chairs were all taken out, and just the two chairs were there, just for he and I.
All the windows closed.
And bless his heart, he created this meal, and it was so sweet. I mean,
vegetarian, folks.
Vegetarian, because, you know, I was like, yay, because I don't like to eat meat. So I was really relieved at that. And he did a wonderful job. All the kids got together, the 4-year-old, the 7-year-old, and the 14-year-old. And made a nice meal for us.
And then he went upstairs, and they were actually quiet.
And he went upstairs and watched a movie while we ate.
Quietly.
And it was so cool and so sweet. I mean, I looked at that, and I just broke down and cried. I'm like, oh, sweet, oh, cool, you know. So, of course, Jeff and I were friends again.
Making up like that.
Yeah, we just don't even need to go.
We have to come up with some we're not going to run over, Don. We're going to run right to 55 so you can get back on the schedule here with the rest of your hosts.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's just doing for one another. And I mean, a simple, kind gesture, a simple, kind word.
Just a smile to the stranger on the street.
A smile, you know, I mean, it's just, it does a world of good. You know,
even if it's not returned.
I mean, I remember, you know, I used to write these little blurbs, you know, on the internet, you know, and I would send them out, you know, to the universe, and I would say, and one day, you know, I write poetry, and one day I wrote something about, I said, isn't it much nicer if you, you know, when you're out on the freeway, you know, to give a smile to someone, you know, than rather than flipping them off, you know, and how that affects you, you know, and how you're affected when someone does that to you, and how it ruins your day, you know, and if you just put that love energy out, that love energy is going to come right back to you.
Well, here's a little quote from Emoto, right down the line of what you're saying. I open the book and Spirit Guides. The most important form of energy that we can have on this earth is the ability to love someone wholly and purely and to be filled with gratitude when someone rescues us from the edge of despair. Mm-hmm. I'm sure most of you can remember a time or two when energy or love or gratitude has come to you just when you needed it the most.
Right.
That's an example right there. And also remember, folks, these trying times and tests and things that come to us are just that. They are just a test. There are a whole...
We're constantly getting tested.
We're being watched, folks. We are being watched all the time, constantly. And for some of you thinking about your private moments, that's okay. I'm sure they're discriminated on those. But spirits are watching us, and spirit is watching us always and recording everything we do.
And ask for guidance when you have problems. I mean, that's the first thing I do instead of getting into my mind and being troubled by things. I just go into prayer, go into meditation, you know, whatever your higher guide is, you know, and you just meditate whatever you need to do. And everything will come to you. And it will come to you rationally, not irrationally, like our minds will allow. You know, because, boy, we can be quite irrational when we let our minds take over.
Yeah, that's a big thing, folks, our minds. That's where all the illusion lies. Everything that we believe comes from the thought process in our mind. So get out of the mind and get into the heart a little bit more.
Exactly.
And feel.
Exactly.
Feel what's going on. Don't try and demand what you want to feel. Just feel what it is and experience it for what it is and be grateful, good or bad.
One thing I always tell our children, you know, I said, when something scares them or something's, you know, bad or whatever, I said, give them the love energy. You know, so it was really cute because, you know, like the kids when they're little, you know, someone would like Daddy, you know, he likes to play with them and stuff and play hide and go seek and play scary monster or whatever. And with Daddy was, oh, kind of thing. And then little Jazz, he was like, I love you, Dad, I love you, Daddy. And coming to him and just hugging him and, you know, getting him
more. And shaking with terror in his eyes. I love you, I love you, I love you. And neutralizes it.
You know, and that's what we got to do. We just got to put out that evil fire and just give it love. You know, all we need is love, and that's what we got to get.
I think John knew something.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. You know, just imagine, just imagine. So there's a lot of beautiful things that we can do for our planet and for our people, and it's all about love.
And I'd like to stick with the same thing that we talked about before, and I think we talked about it when we had Carrie on our show, baby steps.
Yeah.
You know, we look at it from the grand scale, it just looks too overwhelming. But then when we realize if each individual starts making a difference, and you get your neighbor to make that difference, and that ripple effect in the water pond, so to speak, happens, you have planted the seed. Because now you're living by example, and that's what we're trying to do out here. We're trying to create a self-sustaining community. We're going to do it with the 7 acres, assuming Spirit lets us have this property, and show people that we can live without being plugged into their energy systems. We can produce our own energy. We can grow our own healthy, unpesticide, unchemicalized food. That actually, there's some things
solar
you can actually
energy.
Regenerate in 2 or 3 days and have a salad the next 2 or 3 days later and just cut it and regenerate it again. So it is possible to live this way, and it actually, once you start, the initial cost may be a little bit more than expected, but once it's up and running and it starts to regenerate itself, it's actually much cheaper than going to the store, wasting gas, polluting the environment, and killing our planet.
Right. We were on that Diane and Sawyer, what we were watching last night, they were talking about solar energy, and this is something that I've always wanted to, you know, to dabble with. Yeah, which one?
Static statistics on that. Something from the sun produces enough.
Oh,
energy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, it was insane. And if we can harness that energy, which we're
starting
to do.
We can, and we are doing that. This one couple, they haven't paid an electric bill in 4 years.
Well, that was
a
laughing,
but... Uh-huh. And they said that they said they have ample energy. They could supply,
they need.
Yeah, because, I mean, they said they have...
Two washers and dryers.
Computers. 3 iPods, several computers.
Everything.
You know, I mean, they have all these appliances and still have ample energy. So, I mean, they can share with their neighbors and so forth, and it's all thanks to the sun, thanks to our Lord and God, you know.
They use wind, but again, the sun produces wind.
Uh-huh. They have all these panels out there,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, and I've seen several self-sustained homes, you know, where they have their water and their energy, everything, all right there on their property. And it's amazing. KPBS, I love KPBS. They have so many things that
every day.
Oh yeah. You know, we have kids, so it's KPBS a lot. But we get to watch after their show. So they have some amazing things, the ideas that we can do right here at home that cost us next to nothing. You know, so
like recycling our gray water, which is used water from our washing machines that run down our sinks and things like that, not our toilet water, that's I think what they refer to as black water, but the gray water can be recycled and run to a filtration system and used again for the same process, but we're not wasting it. Again, the recycling process.
Right. Recycle, recycle, recycle. We love you, Earth, Mother Earth, we love you. We will take care of you just like he's taking care of us. So it's our responsibility to do that. So please, 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 recycle. You know, Jeff and I have been talking about the water issue, and he's like, well, we have plenty of water.
Well, we have a well here, so it's a little bit different than most people that are on conventional systems that use electricity to bring their water to them, or conventional piping systems that use, you know, filtration plants to deliver their water. That costs energy, and that can be a waste. So if you left your sink running, you can waste the water, but the argument we got into was the fact that this is my belief, and I think it's true, that there is the same amount of water on this planet there has always been. It just moves around. And if you leave the faucet running, you're not wasting water. It's going down the drain, back into the system, back into the rivers and lakes, back up into the ocean, back up into the atmosphere, raining back down on us. It comes back. But with the waste that I think she was referring to was more on the conventional system of people that are on the main commercial lines. We're not. We have underground spring well water that comes from the rain or from the snow melt off from the local mountains right here, and we have an abundance of it. So when the water goes back into the system, it literally goes back into the ground. So we're not literally wasting water here, but I understand what she means. And yes, that is the thing for most households. Our neighbors next door are on the community system. We're not. So we have that advantage. And other people that are on farmland that have their own wells have that advantage. But unfortunately, most people out there don't. So yes, do conserve water because, again, if water moves from where civilization is, then yes, there's going to be a shortage. And yes, people are going to have a drought. And yes, you know, there's going to be starvation and all this stuff going on. What do they say, Australia right now? Is center of Australia is suffering the worst drought in the history of theirs. And they're about to relocate some 140,000 refugees, and they're trying to figure out where to put these people, because the oceans are rising, and the civilizations living near the coastline no longer have a place to live.
I mean, it's a drought. It's horrible.
I mean,
and they said how many per day, they were saying, that the farmer's suicide rate?
Oh, yeah. Farmers killing themselves.
Killing themselves.
Animals dying.
You know? I mean, they were talking that one talking about, the rainforest. We're looking at the rainforest all the trees that they're cutting down. It just brought tears to my eyes.
Yeah, they had a bird, too, that mimics the sounds of the rainforest. Incredible bird. I forgot the name of this bird. Almost has like a peacock kind of feathers.
Beautiful.
And they showed this bird, Diane Sawyer said, now listen carefully. The bird's going to make the normal sounds of nature in a rainforest. And it makes this beautiful chirping sound. Now the bird's going to make a sound of a car alarm. And I'm telling you, folks, it was the exact identical sound of a car alarm. And then they said, this bird's going to now make the sound of a chainsaw cutting down a tree. And I would have thought she would have had a tape playing the sound, but no, that was the bird literally mimicking the sound of what's going on in its environment to show us, folks, that one bird is telling us, stop killing the planet because you're next.
And I mean, so all of our animals, you know, are becoming extinct. They have nowhere to go. The poor elephants were dusting themselves with dirt
sand
and
to cool down.
To try and cool down because they couldn't find water. You know, I mean, it was so sad.
But there were good
know?
Things. They had a reserve set up now in Africa, which used to be one of the biggest reserves for hunting, is now no longer banned. So now all these animals are gathering in this area. But again, the water table of what is shifting, even in that plush, dense area with all the foliage and water they have, is now drying up.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's some serious, serious stuff going on the planet, folks. And we really, really, I mean, you think about, you're not a billionaire, you can't make a difference, or you're not a scientist, you don't know what to do. If you're using plastic bags, if you're using regular light bulbs, if you have an SUV, which we do, and we're going to deal with, I guarantee you.
Using too much toilet paper is a big issue
paper,
here.
all those little simple things we take for granted.
Paper towels, I refuse to buy paper towels. Everybody laughs at me, but I won't buy them. You can wash your hands and use a towel, please. You know, I mean, Diane Sawyer, they had this huge abundance of paper towels that they're showing about how many paper towels
one
we
person
use,
goes through in a year.
You know, in a year's time, and all those plastic bags, it just broke your heart. It kind of made me think of, you know, I kind of aging myself here, but I remember the advertisement when I was a little girl with the Indian, you know. And,
oh, yeah, by the side of the road.
By the side of the road, seeing all the
pollution
and the tear in his eye, you know. And it's just like, I felt like that Indian, you know. I mean, it's just like it brought a tear to my eye. I'm like, what are we doing? And the first thing I said is, Father, forgive us. You know, and it's just like, we've got to do something here. We've got to do something. We've got to make a shift here. You know, so let's all work together. We can do it. We can do it.
And we're going to do it, so join us.
So, and if anyone has thought about this Dr. Emoto event, if you're here in Utah or plan to come to Utah in May, this is going to be an exciting event. Please do check our website as it is up in. And we're adding more and more to it. We have some workshops and lectures and so forth in addition to Dr. Emoto's lecture. So,
which all have to do with vibration and sound?
All vibration and sound and the love energy and what we can do. So,
and we're also going to be introducing a new musical instrument. It's apparently been out in the market now for a year or so, a few years, but not too many people know about it. It's called the Lambdoma, LAMBDOMA.com, and this is an amazing keyboard that literally has all the sounds of the human body, tissue, cells, fingernails, hair, eyes, bone, whatever you name it. It has all the Akashic records programmed into it, and what this woman, Barbara Hero, is doing with this stuff is just amazing. And it has a computer program that generates the images and three-dimensional on-the-screen images, rotating three-dimensional images. We're going to figure out a way to integrate that into a laser and project it onto a wall during this event. And then we're going to get some people to actually put their positive energy into that vibration and then project that onto the wall to see what our thoughts do. And then then get hate and anger and stress and then do the same projection to show people, see, in that very instant, the effect you created. And we can have technology now to show this. Because not too many people have a microscope to take pictures of water crystals and go through all that stuff. But this is more of a practical, simpler way of doing it where people can prove, become their own experiment, so to speak, and prove to themselves that, yes, words and thoughts do affect each other.
Big time, big time. It's something that we talk about all the time. Please be careful with your words. Choose your words carefully. It's just, I mean, it's common sense. You know, a lot of us will speak, you know, before we think. And I always tell the kids, before you speak, think about your words. Think about what you're going to say before you say it.
And the tone.
I mean, you can say, I love you, but the way you say it.
Or you can say, I love you.
Exactly. There's a big difference. You know, so we talk to the kids about their tone, you know, how one speaks to another. You know, I mean, we are affected. So, I mean, it's real important.
And it is a ripple effect, folks. Even if you think you're not affecting people around you,
big time.
You really do, and they'll pick up on it. They will pick up on it.
And with one person's, you know, chip on their shoulder or anger or whatever, and all of a sudden it goes down to the next person, they talk about shit rolling down the hill. Well, that's the deal, you know. It's just going to roll on down. So, you know, if you put some love out there, it's going to roll down too.
And usually, I think that's what Ken was talking about the last show with Carrie. Good thoughts are a thousandfold.
Amen.
So bad thoughts, they're probably a hundredfold, but good thoughts are a thousand to hundreds of thousandfold stronger. So put the good thoughts out there, folks. I would like to put one good thought out here. Hopefully next week or the week after, I will be having a gentleman on that is starting this major earth project to basically create a private realm where people can become members of, because he was told that by the powers that be, if you go out in the general public and do this stuff, we're going to bury you and your children and your family. Do it yourself, do it privately, and if people choose to become a member of this, then we'll leave you alone, just like the church. So I'm going to be working with this gentleman to put this project together and help him get this going, because what this is basically is a forum where people can join. It's only $2 a month, and the $2 goes towards any products you buy. Anybody you bring into this thing, you get half of their $2 and half of anything that they sell through the organization, because you get a membership number. So it's a 50-50 split all the way down the line. There's nobody at the top making any more money than anyone else. It's equal straight across the board. But the whole thing is about health, consciousness, self-sustaining communities, free energy, positive thought and affirmations, anything that has to do with sustaining life on this planet in a way that we can do it where we're in balance with nature, where we don't leave a footprint behind us after we leave somewhere on the planet. And that's what it's literally all about. I think the Aborigines taught us that. Leave a tree behind you. Plant some seeds behind you. And get rid of the footprint.
And well, if you have children, take your children out and teach them that. And how exciting and fun it is. I mean, it's springtime now. I mean, it's beautiful out there. The birds are chirping.
The flowers
are blooming. It's incredible. Go out there and plant something. Make a little garden. A co-op. Co-ops are fantastic. I mean, get the community involved. And have your own little co-op, and everyone gets together, and they all plant something, and now you have food, you know, that doesn't have all the pesticides, and I mean, being here in Utah, we've experienced the, what are you doing?
I'm just getting ready to close.
Oh, okay.
We're getting ready over time.
I'm like, uh-oh. Anyhow, the tomatoes, I mean,
oh my God.
If you eat a tomato fresh out of the field, oh my gosh, you will never eat a tomato from a grocery store again.
Even if they're organic, vine ripened, the most beautiful tomatoes you've ever seen.
Well, because of course, you know, in the grocery store, they pick them when they're green, so they don't have their full nutrients, you know, their vitamins
and
minerals are not in that particular product, because they haven't had time to pull all of that nutrients in. So we have a green tomato or green produce of whatever. Goes to the store, sits there for a while,
and starts to ripen under artificial light.
So all in there, we got GMOs on top of that and everything else. So I mean, the foods we're eating, we think we're doing well for ourselves, but we're, you know, I mean, it's better than nothing, I guess, but it's almost nothing.
Grow it yourself.
So if you can grow it yourself, do it. If you can get a community together and do that, do it.
Even if you're in an apartment, you can get a little small, we have little kits you can buy now and grow stuff right in your windowsills, and that's going to supply your food for you. I mean, not regularly every day, but at least enough to where you're making that conscious shift. Well, again, that's the end of our show.
I want to get to Wes,
and I'd like to cut it short for Dawn so we can get back on schedule. We love you, Dawn.
We are connected,
we
Dawn.
We are connected.
Are you connected out there?
So to all, thank you for tuning in tonight and for being aware enough to make the change. Blessings and light. Well, that's the end of tonight's show. Many thanks go out to our producer, Donald Newsom. We love you.
We love you, Don.
And BBS Radio for what he and all those involved have done with the BBS Radio Network. BBS Radio is the first to bring you truth, knowledge, consciousness, and so much more directly through the Internet. Now we can finally get the truth out there to those who are so desperately seeking it. Thanks for tuning in, conscious listeners, and be sure to tune in next week for another enlightening show on The Simple Truth. Bye for now. Until next Saturday.
Same time, same place,
and may your lives be filled with a great joy and wonder always.
Love and light to all.
To all. We love you. Blessings.